So on Thursday, technology, not so much about gizmos this week, but it's something more about the idea of passwords and how they have really changed in our era. We need passwords in every aspect of our digital lives nowadays. It's a bad comedy sometimes trying to communicate with your own digital device.
Who are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who are you?
I'm fine, too, but you can't come in unless you give the password.
Oh, what is the password?
Oh, no, you gotta tell me. It's the name of a fish.
Okay, the Marx Brothers is actually good comedy, but if you don't have the password, there's always that backup security question to help you out.
What is your name?
Sir Galahad of Camelot.
What is your quest?
I seek the Grail.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
No. All right, so Monty Python seeks the Holy Grail, and tech designers seek the perfect security system. The rest of us seek a perfect password in a time when we have to have more and more of them. Baratunde Thurston, takeaway contributor and tech guide here on Thursdays. How many passwords do you have?
I have at least 783 passwords.
783?
You've counted them?
I have software that manages them and has counted them.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So there is a tension, though, between coming up with a password that's kind of familiar to you and relates to, like, you know, the name of your kids or something like that,
right,
and the tension of making a password that's random enough to be unhackable. How do you resolve those tensions?
Well, I think first you start with the idea that there is no one password to rule them all. This is not like the magical ring that will unlock everything in your life, because that's too vulnerable. A single point of failure opens up your life to anybody who happens to get that.
Instead, so people with single passwords
are making
stupid,
a big mistake.
Stupid.
Even
people.
If it's a really good password, having just one is not enough. The fun part is trying to create a puzzle out of it. So it can be familiar to you, but it shouldn't sound familiar. It shouldn't be an English word. So even if you pick, say, a Disney character like Goofy, you might want to make a sentence out of it and use the acronym
right,
of that
let's
sentence.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay, I'm going to make a password out of Goofy.
Yes.
All right. Goofy. Do I have to put like a character in there? Goofy question mark?
You can say like Goofy is my favorite dog, right? G-I-F-D, I think. But then you want to add maybe a number in the middle of that, capitalize a letter, and maybe one other thing depending on the site you're using it to unlock,
for example. We're supposed to remember that?
Well, for the more secure, the more valuable the information is you're trying to protect, the more difficult it is. If you're logging into the New York Times or your, you know, something that is like a media consumption queue online, that's not that important if someone breaks into that. But if it's your bank, you want it to be kind of tough.
You know, I've heard these warnings about good passwords for years, and I never really paid any attention. But, you know, I kept my photos online with Snapfish for a very long time,
okay,
like the first 7 years of my son's life. All the pictures are
yeah,
there. And I had very stupidly opened this account using my work email. Which I obviously cannot access anymore.
Yeah.
I don't work at that place anymore.
Yeah.
I don't remember the password. I can't reset it.
So you've lost
I've
all
lost
of Grant's pictures?
6 or 7 years of pictures.
And how old is your...
He's now 11.
So he's going to be old enough soon to be mad at you about this.
Among the many things he's
yeah,
mad at me about.
Pass that, Baratunde.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, Bill Gates famously said, maybe as long as a decade ago, that the whole idea of passwords as an encryption system for security is dead. And there are a lot of security experts who say this is just over with, the whole password idea. Is there any point to these new strategies? Should we just be moving on?
Well, I don't think the actual individual citizen or consumer has a choice to just move on. They're what we have to work with. Ideally, you use some combination of biometrics, you know, a fingerprint, an eye scan, a breathalyzer. Maybe we all have unique, you know, fingerprints in our breath prints, if you will. But we're not in that world just yet. So we have to contend with the technology that's available.
So let's talk about your password manager
yeah,
software, okay? Now, that kind of scares me, because if somebody hacks into the password management
yeah,
software, then you're really, really dead.
Well,
but you're secure enough, you're confident enough to actually use this.
I am, and I once again, you know, there are some things that don't go in there. But I think it's important to back up, first of all, you know, all of your information, your digital and kind of conceptual information, so know what's in your wallet, you know, if you happen to lose that. In terms of the password management software on the PC side, there's KeePassX, K-E-E-P-A-S-S-X. It's cross-platform. On the Mac side, there's 1Password, number 1Password. And those are really highly encrypted systems, so someone using brute force won't be able to just open it. They automatically lock, and you want to make sure that password is super secure.
And let me just get this straight. We are in the 21st century. Yeah. To get into your password management system, you need a...
Password. See, it's kind of meta now. Right. It's like passwords within passwords within passwords.
Yeah. All right, here's a trick that Farhad Manji, who's sometimes on this program, suggested. And I want you to sort of track this for us.
Sure.
Start with an original but memorable phrase that you can remember, something that your life references. Okay, so make it relevant to your life. My first car was a lemon, he says, or my first cat was a lemon. Then you can change it. And then you turn it into an acronym, which is sort of what you were talking about with Goofy.
Right.
And in that case, my first car was a lemon. It would be M1STCWL. Then your security question can be, what was your first car? And then you go, oh, right, my first car was a lemon. Then you do the process.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Now, the problem, of course, is we've basically given a strategy for hackers to reverse engineer every takeaway listener's password.
Well,
right?
No, not exactly, because each person would come up with a unique one. I interned when I was in high school at NIH, and the technology person there gave me a visual cue. So you start with the word that's related to the site you're trying to log into, maybe capitalize a letter, and then you create a visual pattern. Maybe it's two steps to the left and one to the right. Maybe it's a diamond. Maybe it's a square. But you have something that only you are going to come up with in combination with the word that's going to unlock it.
But how do you remember which one goes with which site?
Well, no, one I asked this yesterday on Twitter, and someone had a really good one. They used the first three letters of the site name. So if they're going into Amazon, there's AMA. That's kind of like the unlock key there. That's the seed. If they're at Google, it's GOO. If it's at Bank of America, it's BAN. So you start to do this enough, you remember it. We have great ability in our minds to recognize and remember patterns, and we can use that.
Visual patterns. No, that's true. That is true. Yeah. Neurologically, we are better at memorizing visual things, so that visual idea that you got at NIH is a pretty good one.
It's been useful for me so far, and my visual pattern is going to be different from yours.
All right. Well, you know, interact with Baratunde Thurston on this question of password strategy if you like. You know how to reach us at thetakeaway.org. 877-8-MY-TAKE with your password stories, or mytake@thetakeaway.org with your suggestions. What?
Don't call us with your password.
Don't call us with your password. Actually, go ahead.
You can call
especially
me with
if
your
you're Ken Lewis of Bank of America. Baratunde Thurston, thanks so much.
Thank you both.